Today is March 3rd, 2024, and this is the Pulsar Museum's daily centennial moment. Hobucket lands large steelhead. So far as records go, Gordon Hobucket of W.B. Sam's office won high honors for steelhead fishing Sunday with his 18-pounder, which was exhibited in Leclerc's hardware store Sunday night and part of Monday. Hobucket, with Major Pattison of the First National and Howard Abrams, went to the Upper Quinault and returned with a combined basket of 10 fish, including steelhead and olive ardens. Pattison caught his first steelhead. It weighed approximately 14 pounds. In other news, local baseball men to go ahead with team plans. Hoquiam baseball team, Southwest champions of last season, will remain intact. A delegation from the city will be sent to Chehalis Friday night as unofficial observers at the scheduled meeting of the league, from which Hoquiam was unceremoniously ousted last Sunday, and plans will be made for an independent team which will book games with the best teams of Puget Sound, Olympia, and Willapa Harbor if the league magnates refuse to live up to 1923 team and a number of others interested in the sport. If anybody has been counting on breaking up the Hoquiam team and using the place to patch up his own team, they are going to be disappointed, declared Carter Wynn, after it had been reported at the meeting that several of his men had already been approached by other managers. "We've got the best start towards a ball club of any city in the Southwest. Practically all home team players who have stuck together for many years, and all we need is a right-hand pitcher and a utility outfielder to be ready to go. It is no secret that Aberdeen and Cosmopolis need players, and need them badly, while Elma and Chehalis have got to figure out outside men if they are going to make any race of it at all. We want to get into that league and take our revenge on the diamond, but if we can be hocus-pocused out of our geographical franchise by a gang of outsiders, we'll go right ahead and show them that we can furnish Hoquiam with the highest class brand of ball that they have ever seen by bringing the best teams from Puget Sound." It seemed to be the feeling at all present. In the city and county news, Detective Hansen of Yakima was on the harbor visiting Police Chief George Dean of Aberdeen. Detective Hansen recently resigned from the Yakima Department and may enter the Intelligence Division of the United States Department of Justice. Julius Esselstrom was arrested by traffic officer Jack Ellis yesterday for driving with a muffler on his car opened, and deposited $5 bail at police headquarters for his appearance in police court tomorrow afternoon. And finally, Les Carlton of Carlton Dairy deposited $2 bail at police headquarters yesterday, following his arrest by patrolman S. Sherrell on a charge of turning his car in the middle of the block. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 2, 1924. With our winter closure now past the halfway point, we look forward to welcoming you back to the Polson this April 6 with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment.